the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go, so keep me out in your head. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Thank God I do.
Birthday girl, Lauren Daigle, coming your way. Thank God I do. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday at 7:21.
Sunny skies in the forecast for today. A high around 75 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 53. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies on our winning Wednesday with a high of 74. Right now in Lancaster, sunny skies, 48 degrees. In Harrisburg, 47.
Our special guest, Che Jimenez, with us this morning. She's the content developer with Water Street Mission. Good morning again, Che.
Good morning.
It's the year of God's Word here at WJTL. We've been asking our guests to share their life first. Could you do that?
Yeah. I think one that I come back to is Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
Mm-hmm. And what is it with that verse that resonates with you so much?
Yeah, I think it's a reminder that I need a lot of the time that, you know, whether I really like to listen to the news or I am maybe someone who tends to worry about things, it's important to remember that kind of what we think about really matters, and that it's important for us to focus on the good things that God put in our lives, I think. Yeah.
I love that. Tell us about Water Street and what you do there.
Yeah. So I am on our marketing team, and at Water Street, we serve our neighbors experiencing homelessness and poverty, and we try to have a really relational approach when what we do things and come alongside people is sort of how we like to talk about it, because we know that in the end, we all need Jesus and we all need each other. And we just see ourselves as people who are maybe able to come alongside our neighbors and like offer that support to people as well. Yeah.
And you're doing a lot of different services throughout
Absolutely.
The community.
Yeah. We have our outreach center, which is our food bank. We've got Wonder Academy, which provides pre-K kindergarten, full medical and dental care for people in the community who don't have insurance or people who stay at Water Street, as well as our full emergency shelter and our more long-term residential programs as well.
Something else you've been doing for the last several years at Long's Park, Reverberate.
Yeah,
it's coming up this weekend. Tell us all about that.
Yes, September 14th, Reverberate at Long's Park. It is a day. I mean, I think this is our fifth or sixth time.
That's what I was.
It.
I couldn't remember
now,
if it was fifth or sixth.
I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's a night of worship. The whole goal has been to try to invite churches from various different denominations, even musical backgrounds, and we kind of all just come together and worship together, and we just get to have a day where it just doesn't really, all these things that maybe would divide us in other contexts, we get to just like all worship God together. And there's food trucks and there's just great music, and it's, you know, a great time of year to be outside worshiping together.
And so. Long's Park is such a beautiful space to do it in too. It's great that you get to do that. So what are you looking forward to most for Reverberate this Sunday night?
I think I'm looking forward to most just there's a couple different worships like styles that I'm excited about hearing. But also I think just worshiping with so many different people at Water Street. It's fun because Water Street is non-denominational itself.
Right.
So then we have so many different staff that come that sort of have different worship styles that they bring, and it's fun to share that with each other. So it'll be really fun to do that with friends and family and other people, yeah.
Who are the church worship teams playing this Sunday?
Yeah, so Reality Church is one that is playing. We have got LCBC Lancaster City, Legacy Church, and Grace Church at Willow Valley.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, it's free, but do folks need to get tickets, or how does that work?
Yeah, it would be great if you could visit reverberatelancaster.org and just let us know that you're coming and sign up. That way we can know kind of how many people to expect. Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited to be there on Sunday. What are you doing on Sunday night? What's your job?
Yeah, I will probably be helping. We have t-shirts. So if you see me, it's likely maybe I'll be running around doing a couple things, but we also have Reverberate t-shirts that we give out for free.
Oh, cool.
So come get your Reverberate t-shirt. and maybe I'll be there.
Yeah, Reverberate Lancaster is happening September 14th at Long's Park. That's this weekend already, mm-hmm. which is crazy. What time does it start? What time does it kick off?
It starts at 4 p.m. is when the food truck starts. 6 p.m. is when the worship begins.
Go to reverberatelancaster.org. Get your ticket and all the details there. Che, we enjoyed having you here this morning. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.
Back to the music we go with Zach Williams. This is Jesus Loves on WJTL. Good morning and happy Tuesday.